I'm Kevin Kugler with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. Today we play a little catch-up with news from this year's Outdoor Track and Field Championships. We start with the Division I men's and women's title events held in Eugene, Oregon. For the women, the host Oregon Ducks began with the number one national ranking and as a favorite to pick up their third outdoor team title. But the trophy was still on the line as the final event, the 4x400 relay race, began. Their win in that race gave the Ducks not only the 2017 trophy, but completed a season triple crown of titles in indoor, outdoor, and cross country. For the men, the Florida Gators defended their 2016 title with a slim 2-point scoring advantage over Texas A&M, in spite of the Aggies' late surge that included a win in the 4x400 relay. Florida has now claimed four of the last six men's outdoor titles. More championship news coming up on This Week in the NCAA.
Every day, the NCAA is working across campuses to keep college athletes safe by committing research and resources to their physical and mental health. Physical and mental health includes, but is not limited to, education, research initiatives and new policies on concussion, promoting best practices around cardiac health, sexual violence prevention and education, mental health resources and training, alcohol and other drug abuse prevention, guidance on nutrition, sleep, and performance, creating safety guidelines for all NCAA sports, support of the American Development Model to prevent overuse injuries. Whew. And that's just what we could fit within 30 seconds. Visit ncaa.org/wellbeing to learn more.
As we continue to wrap up the NCAA outdoor track and field season, we move to Division II. And no surprise with the men's title as the St. Augustine Falcons from North Carolina raised their fifth straight trophy in the sport. The Falcons won the championship by an amazing 52-point margin to give head coach George Williams his 39th title, the most coaching wins in all three divisions. For the women, it was West Texas A&M that took home the hardware for the third time, thanks to four individual titles from a Lady Buff squad that includes 10 All-Americans. In Division III, the women from Washington University in St. Louis backed up their season-long top ranking with a 19-point margin win. It's the Bears' first-ever outdoor title. And for the D3 men, it was the Eagles from Wisconsin Lacrosse that claimed their record-setting 15th outdoor title. The Eagles also won the 2017 indoor trophy back in April. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Kevin Kugler on Westwood One.